the Cougars fairy tale season kicked off with a big unanswered question. How would students from rival neighborhoods and rival schools come together without incident at an already struggling school? Martin Luther King High School principal William Wade says the community had every right to be concerned.
Some really bad things happened at Martin Luther King, ranging from incidents in the classrooms with teachers. It was a death out front of the school, low performance academically, an instructional staff that was frozen.
The film We Could Be King explores the school's growing pains through the lens of the underdog football team and its fiery first-year head coach, Ed Dunn.
Be proud to be here! Be excited about being here! It's August! It's football season!
Dunn says hope was the glue that helped the team succeed.
We weren't supposed to do what we were able to accomplish, and it just gives people a little bit of extra hope that, hey, I might not come from the best background. I might not have everything that everyone else has, but that's not an excuse to not be successful.
Junior safety Sal Henderson says the team's family atmosphere made it work.
When you're a family, I mean, you can read people, you can read their minds, you know what they're thinking, you know, and that's how it has to be.
It all led to a season that students and staff won't soon forget, and one heck of a storyline for director Judd Ehrlich and his Brooklyn-based film crew. Star defensive tackle Dante Angus, one of the documentary's main subjects, says he nearly cried after watching the movie. Early on, Angus struggled with his teammates and to stay academically eligible for college squads.
It was a rough year. I got to meet some new people. I mean, some of the new people, they now my brothers. They now my family, and they always gonna be in my heart.
And what did the rest of the student body think after a screening at school? The team was on hand Wednesday night when We Could Be King premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival. It airs nationally on ESPN2 Saturday. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.